Hello everybody, you're here on Radio Artsy World. Today we will talk about a unique work by the British artist Mark Quinn entitled Self. What makes it unique? It's not the subject, since it is a self-portrait, but the material. This work is a full sculpture made of the artist's own blood. It presents the artist's head totally in red. His eyes and his mouth are closed, so there is no dramatic expression on his face. We can suppose that he's asleep or thinking about something. Maybe his eyes are closed because he doesn't want to see the others. Mark Quinn has gone to an extreme by using his own body as material for his arts. So, what happens when a self-portrait is not only of the artist, but actually made of him? Sure, many of us feel squeamish at that sight of beloved, and may find the work disgusting or repulsive. But why are we so repulsed by the use of body fluids in art? Take a look at the sculpture itself. It's well done, and except the material, there's nothing to criticize. When you look at the sculpture and you ignore the material, it seems like the real Mark Quinn is standing in front of you because all his facial features are represented perfectly. This sculpture seems so realistic. That's exactly the point. It's like the fact that the work is made of human blood makes us appear all the great sides of it. Some people would say that blood is something natural, like tears. But do you find it natural to draw blood from your body to make an artwork of it? I think that what the artist has done is really hardcore. Maybe Mark Quinn wanted to show not only an artistic but also a scientific side and how it's possible to connect different subjects. Don't you think so? Artists like Mark Quinn let us discover new mediums which are used in art, even if not everyone is impressed by that kind of stuff.